This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Spring is on the way to the desert grassland where we make our home near the banks of the Ojalote. A seemingly slow process. I mean, I think that's a human observation, of course, but, you know, like, as in, hey, man, spring sure has taken its sweet time. but listen, Mother Nature has it figured out, you know, adjustments will be made. And so it was a dry, warm winter, but spring approaches and no whining can be heard from native flora or fauna. At our little homestead, birdsongs start at dawn, reaching a crescendo by mid-morning. I mean, goodness gracious, all that calling and singing is glorious. And of course, every once in a while, our rooster crows a solo over top the avian chorus, adding the perfect touch to the cacophony. I like roosters crowing. Sometimes I do wonder why ours crows an hour before dawn. Jeez. But a rooster crowing is a good rural sound. A rooster crow seems to carry for miles, a slight exaggeration, but great distance for sure. I mean, I know that our neighbors that live a mile away have chickens, as their rooster has told me via his crow. So it's been a dry winter, hasn't it? And there was rain, and it was delightful. I love the fact that residents of the borderlands get excited about rain. You know, the yahoo, it's raining thing comes from living and loving the semi-arid region we occupy. Humans, of course, can get around a dry winter or drought. I mean, ancient groundwater is pumped to the surface for our consumption. There are times when I stand by our well and marvel that water coming up from over 300 feet down. That's, our well is 350 feet, I think. And it's old water, not yesterday's water, not last week's rain, not last year's rain. I suppose in geological time, it's sort of yesterday's water. I mean, it could just be a few hundred years old. It could be a couple thousand years old. But in geological time, maybe even a couple thousand years is yesterday. A good friend of mine told me that he had a new well and he had his water dated. I mean, this is all things I didn't know you could date water. But anyway, now I know. He had it dated and his water in this new well was 600 years old. Now that's yesterday's water, right? It really is. I mean, but still, 600 years. So we pump ancient water to the surface for modern needs, you know, crops, mines, housing developments. It seems such a tragic waste of ancient water, water that probably has a lot to tell us. Rain that fell and filtered into earth, hidden deep into earth, when different, totally different flora and fauna covered the region. It's been a dry winter, and I'm already pondering a wet monsoon. Yeah, hey, a herd of mule deer come to our horse trough to drink. No puddles in the creek, but yours truly offers them water in that horse trough, not on purpose. And then after quenching their thirst, they head to that riparian corridor to loaf, and as they go by our place, they munch on my landscaping. Yay. those darn deer. I mean, they prune our trees like the arborist from hell. But oh my goodness, they're magnificent creatures. Spring has me thinking of growing more of those oaks, by the way, that the mule deers love to munch on. Oh my goodness, yeah. You know, over the last few years, my little nursery has gotten smaller and it's suffered from some neglect, but new enthusiasm from family members has snapped my horticultural doldrums, and new energy is in the air. Let's get on those native plants. Let's grow cool natives. Family members, Katie and Jared, they're all jazzed. They shout at me, soon we'll be rich. That sounds so familiar to me. But hey, recently I cleaned a bunch of gathered seed. I'm going to grow some mesquite. I found emery acorns in the fridge gathered in July, and they germinated. Oh, my gosh. Little emery oaks and soon baby mesquites, both old species, ancient species that have supplied food and shelter to everyone from tiniest of insects to upright man. So our little nursery will grow trees with history that are watered with history. The desert is beautiful, my friend. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.